Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny. Dr. Amelia, welcome back to the Newt Ed podcast this week. How are you going today?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, at Eat Sustainably, you guys and you personally love a plant-based diet and helping other individuals adopt more of a plant-based diet. Now, last week we kind of went through some misconceptions and some things that people might be struggling with if they're new to a plant-based diet or, you know, dabbling with it. And something that was thrown around a lot, gets thrown around, is meeting your nutrient needs on a plant-based diet.
Yes, it's probably the biggest question that we get to Eat Sustainably.
Yes, and protein, we love protein, little that might be coming up but at Newt. But can we start off, what are some of the key nutrients that people often worry about that they're not going to get if they're just following a flexitarian or plant-based approach?
Yeah, so the biggest nutrient that people worry about is protein. Mm-hmm. Protein has been drilled into us ever since we were a child. Yes, it's really important in terms of our health, but it is not a nutrient that we need to be worrying about on a plant-based diet unless you have increased protein requirements. So if you're trying to build lots of muscle, or if you, for example, have a chronic disease or undergoing therapy of some form, you may need to increase protein requirements, and this can easily be done on a plant-based diet.
Okay, so some of the nutrients are, say, like protein, calcium and iron are really important, and we know that. But what ways can we look at getting them when we're following a plant-based diet? And getting them easily?
Yeah, so there are, I'd say, three other nutrients we need to be mm-hmm. conscious of: calcium, iron, and vitamin B12.
Okay.
When you're following a really strict, purely plant-based diet, such as a vegan diet, you need to be really conscious of B12 because that only comes from animal foods. We are fortunate now that many plant-based alternatives, including almond milk, soy milks in the supermarket, can be fortified with wow. calcium and also B12. But when I see clients, what they really want to know is, right, how much am I eating? What are my requirements? And how much more do I need to get? And so that's what we really focus on. And often B12 is the only nutrient that needs to be supplemented, because as a dietitian, I never go to supplements first. We can meet our nutrient requirements mostly through food. The next nutrient is iron. Iron is much more easy to get on a plant-based diet than what people think. It's about regularly having small amounts of foods that have iron in it. So making things like having, you know, peanut butter on toast mm-hmm. or
leafy greens,
having chickpeas, having
chia seeds.
These consistent, yeah, chia seeds are another great one, but making them part of your everyday pattern of eating, mm-hmm. you can maintain good iron levels.
And they're such accessible foods to have.
Yeah, yep, that's right. The most, I don't want to say the most concerning, but the most confusing one is really calcium. And the reason why is because we know calcium is stored in our bones, over 99% is stored in our bones. So we can't really get a blood test or anything like that to determine our calcium levels, as much as people think that they can. It can only be done through a bone density scan to see your bone health. So it's important to consult a nutrition professional when you're starting, especially a purely plant-based diet, to go, right, am I getting enough calcium? Because simple things like your plant-based milk alternatives, making sure that you're getting one with at least 120 milligrams of calcium.
Because not all of them have that.
Absolutely not. And often ones that have beautiful packaging and they're really fancy and they're really expensive aren't fortified with calcium.
But there's other ways you can get it too, right? Through like tofu can be fortified, and your chia seeds and other ways that yep. you don't have to have milk from a cow.
Absolutely not. And there are things like figs that also contain calcium. So we do have some resources on the Eat Sustainably website, which really outlines what are the calcium sources from plants, what are the calcium sources from animal foods, and how do they compare?
And then protein, obviously you mentioned that's one of the most ones that people are fearful that they're not going to get enough. How can they make sure they are having that enough in their diet?
Yeah, so when you're on a plant-based diet, just regularly having plant-based sources of protein. So things like nuts and beans and legumes, just trying to really get some recipes for dinner with those foods in them. Snacking on nuts is another great one. Having whole grains and cereals, so having brown white rice instead of white rice is a great way to eat more protein. Having multigrain or whole grain bread. Mm-hmm. Freka is another protein source. If someone's on a vegetarian diet and they eat dairy is an excellent source of protein.
And eggs.
So kefir, Yogurt, milk, cheese, they are all good sources of protein. Really trying to look at protein requirements because we don't need as much as we think we do. The issue with eating too much protein is that you're generally not eating other nutrients that you need. So fruits and veggies that are really nutrient dense, but obviously don't contain protein.
So we've just thrown out a lot of different foods there that we want people to, you know, try and include. So how then would you recommend they go about, you know, planning their meals?
Yeah, my biggest tip would be plan meals. Mm. And we do meal plans, including flexitarian, vegetarian and vegan meal plans every season at Eat Sustainably. And what that does is it means that it takes a mental load out of the week and that worry about, am I meeting my nutrient requirements? But it also means that people consistently have these nutrients every day because that is key. So also discovering some really delicious meat-free recipes that they enjoy, you know, like a yummy coconut spinach chickpea curry for dinner.
Mm. You've got that on your I think I saw one of them on your website.
Yeah.
There's some really good pastas even that you wouldn't even think that's a meal that could necessarily tick all the boxes, but you've got some great recipes.
Yeah, and it's recipes are actually the number one issue for people when they're starting a plant-based diet. They go, well, no, I absolutely want to eat more plant-based protein foods, but I don't know how to cook them. I don't know how to prepare them. So really getting some basic recipes that you enjoy and that you feel that you can cook in the week, planning your meals to have consistent little bursts of these plant-based protein foods. I call them plant-based protein foods, but they actually contain iron,
calcium or B12, different things.
Yep. So they have the closest nutrient composition to what meat, poultry and fish have.
So if you're going to, you know, tell people out there to eat a plant-based diet and, you know, they're worried about meeting their nutrient needs, what is the, you know, how would you like to summarise it for people and sell it to them that they should follow this plant-based way of eating?
Yeah, so the evidence is undeniable. Really trying to encourage people to take the focus off meat and put it on the plant. So when they're looking at their plate, aiming for 50% of a plate of fruits or vegetables, having whole grains and cereals, and then a form of protein. So whether that be plant-based or animal-based, but really taking the focus off meat and moving it to plants, that's what a plant-based diet is. It is not becoming a vegetarian or a vegan. The reason why people should do it is because it will improve their gut health, which is related to both physical and mental health outcomes. It will reduce their risk of bowel cancer. It will reduce their risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and a number of others. There is so much scientific evidence in the space of plants and the benefits for health. And it doesn't depend on what cultural background you come from. So whether it's a Mediterranean diet or a Japanese diet, they are predominantly plant-based. The key is to really remind people that eating this way can also be better for the environment. So they're doing their bit to support the planet at the same time as improving their health and saving themselves money.
There's a lot of wins there, and there's a lot of ease. I feel like you've made it sound a lot easier than people might think. But I think the first place people should start is maybe jumping on your website and looking at some recipes, downloading a few plant-based ones that they want to try out, seeing how delicious they are, and I reckon they'll be hooked from there.
It's just about getting started and not worrying about what other people think.